League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice, cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me,
but you don't.
Make it look easy.
What a joke.
Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
Hey guys, I walked into your house tonight.
Yeah.
Did it so stink? Tired. No, oh. Did it stink? Your house never smells. Wendy always talked about how her house is so messy or whatever. Her house is never messy. Even
you're very
her
kind.
I am not. Maybe it's just because I have like my ADHD like doom piles around my house.
I don't like know, but
laundry corner that's just like a mountain that I just stare at and don't do anything with.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is that I walked into your house and I was so freaking tired. I was at a softball tournament with Robbie yesterday for 16 hours.
I mean, that'll do it.
So, and it was over an hour away. So like,
where was it at?
In like past Burlington.
Oh, geez.
So yeah. So even then, when we were done, then everybody was starving. They haven't eaten all day. So we went to Hooters because it was the only place open.
Oh my God.
And then drove home. So I got home so late and worked all day. And anyways, but we just recorded that Patreon episode with Emily and I'm like feeling jazzed.
A little maybe energized.
Also the like aww, two sips of Bang that I had.
I did. I gave her a little bit of this Bang Skedaddles or Radical Skedaddle. And it was good. It looked like their rainbow something. And so I grabbed it today at Walmart and I was like,
I normally hate Bangs, but this one was not bad.
It's not too bad.
I also mixed it with the liquid IV and water, which was like,
you can use our code swiping up for
not an ad.
Hashtag not an ad. I was kind of dragging a little bit too. I'm not going to lie. I've had like this weird cold and like sinus and I think it's the weather changing because our weather's been so crazy and today was like 9,000 degrees. So whatever, but my head is pounding.
Did you see the text Emily just sent us?
No, what? I just saw the casket. So what is she dead?
I can't.
Oh, bless.
So
I love
funny.
Her so much. Y'all, if y'all are not patrons, you're missing out. And I'm not just saying that because
it's true.
That's our way of like monetizing our business. Let's just be real here. But yeah. Emily, my friend / client, hilarious. She's just so funny. She's witty. She's just one of us. Like she's great. And so we talked about like brands and like the backside of it, which is very interesting for me. And then Spencer has knowledge around that too, which was really cool to hear her side, but y'all are missing out.
But yeah,
you can join at the Miller's here and get that extra footage.
But she just texted us. She opened up some wine while we were recording, which was really funny. And she just dropped her headphone in one. So
yes.
No big deal. It's fine.
But let's just dive right into this episode. We say that every week. Is that like our new thing? Like, let's just dive in.
Dive
as opposed
in.
To what? What are we going to do on the opposite side? Not dive in?
No.
We're just going to step in. Let's just step in. I'm a toe touch in. I got my pedicure today, so I'm just going to dip my toe in. Okay. So Shop Tallulah is hiring. Did you see her stories when she was like talking about that?
Uh-uh.
So I think they're looking for some interns. They're looking for some like full-time packers. And
they have had such tremendous growth.
Huge.
It's not surprising at all that they are, needing to expand. And
yeah. No, I love that for them. And I feel like Tallulah would be one of those places. And I'm not just saying this because I'm a huge fan of that family because they just are great people, but they take such good care of their employees. They just had a baby shower for one of the girls, like a surprise shower.
It does seem okay. So you always hear about these work environments like, oh, we're like a family.
Right.
That to me, when someone says we're like a family here, that is red flags.
Yeah.
Toxic,
you
toxic,
hate each
toxic,
other.
I'm out.
Right.
But I honestly do get that sense from them that they genuinely...
But they're intertwined in different areas of life. Like, they've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Most of them, I think, right?
I think so. But I mean, you can just tell
that
they actually... The people that work there seem to genuinely care about the business.
Yeah, they do.
And...
You're right.
They only do that if they're treated well by the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And some of the people, I don't know what ratio, but like some of the people have been with them since day one, which says a lot. I mean, Tallulah's coming up on, is it 3 years, I think? Yeah. Cause I think I had just had Fisher or something, but.
Well, I'm trying to think. She started it right after Easton was born, right?
Oh, right. Yep. So three.
Yeah.
So 3 years. So, I mean, for that, you know, so anyway, y'all better be sending some emails.
Do they have any remote positions?
Yes. Can we work for you guys? Can we be your published?
We'll take a remote job. Thanks.
Something, anything. I don't even know what I was going to say. Like, just anything. Published. What?
Anything no, at all.
I'm fired. See? Done. Oh my gosh, funny. Okay. So Sheehan, or however you say it, Sheen.
Sheehan.
Is it Sheen?
Sheehan.
Sheehan. Okay. So I saw that Taryn Truly, someone had shared her video. I think it was Glitter Gospel had shared like the screenshot and was like, stop using her video without her permission. And I was like, what? And so I went, and I guess Sheehan was using her. She had done like a try on haul of all of their.
She was in the middle of a couple try on hauls, I think.
Yeah. And she was doing some, and she had posted on her stories, Sheen, you do not have permission to use my video. I have asked you for you to take it down, da, 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 da. But anyway, so she got on stories and was also saying, like, you can pay me for my time if you want to use my video.
Were they using it on Instagram or on their website or something?
I think on Instagram. Okay. I'm not sure. She just had put, I work way too hard for creating my content for you to use it without my permission. You're making sales off my time and hard work, and without compensation for my content is unacceptable. So I think they had like reposted it or something. But I swear, when you get on Instagram, are they able to use anything that's like attached to their brand? Like, how does that work? Like, I don't know. Cause I do understand, like, that would be really tricky to get.
I could be wrong, but I am pretty sure that in all the fine print of Facebook and Instagram, if you put the images on those websites, they are not your intellectual property anymore.
Right. That's what I thought too.
They belong to Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
They have the rights to them. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
I'd be interesting. Maybe we can reach out to her and find out whatever happened with that. I'd be interested to see what they did or what they said. I mean, as far as her stories were, they weren't responding, or they hadn't responded at that point. But
and where they used it. I think if they're taking content from Instagram and then reposting it on Instagram, I don't think there's much that you can do about that.
Yeah.
From a ethical standpoint, obviously, this should be compensated for what they're doing, especially when she's promoting their company.
Mm-hmm.
It's the least they could do if they're going to use her content there. But
she had other stuff too, I think, in the try-on, and she wasn't going to do them.
Yeah, that's what I said.
She
was in the middle. I think she was doing a part two.
Yes, you're right.
Or had planned on doing
a part two. Sorry, I misunderstood. No, yeah, you're right.
And then was like, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to promote their company when they're not compensating me for my content. But what I was saying is I think it's very different, I think, to take the content. Your dog.
Maggie is a lot.
But I think it's very different to take it from Instagram and then apply it, like, if they were to use it on their website.
Right. That's true, too.
But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an Instagram lawyer.
You're not?
I'm not.
Gosh. Okay. Well, either way, I'll follow. We'll, like, send her a message so we can see, because I'm very curious, just because Instagram is always updating their terms of service. Like, I'm always having to, like, allow for whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't read it. Do you ever read it?
No, nobody reads it.
I'm like, I just say, allow, whatever. Track you while you're using the app. Yeah, sounds good. Whatever, track me. Who knows what I've signed up for?
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. No wonder you're getting text messages on your phone about me.
Yeah, I said to Wendy, I was like, I keep getting these text messages. And of course, they're mostly like penile enlargement products and things
oh,
like
God.
That. But like very weird scammy emails. I'm like, okay, or text messages. I'm like, well, obviously somebody like sold our info somewhere.
Right.
And today I sit down, we sit down to record and I get another text message to my phone, but it's addressed to Wendy, which, you know, we both share accounts for swiping up and some of them will have her name and some of them have my name. So someone be selling our info.
Somebody is selling
you fuckers.
It's rude. So stop. Okay. So do you follow Everyday Ray?
Of course I follow Everyday Ray. There's not a day that goes by where I don't think about the mysterious package at Christmas two years ago.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I forgot that was her.
Yeah.
Stop. Okay. Well, have you seen all her husbands?
No. So she's one of those people that has been showing up for me. And then I saw you add her to the list.
Yes.
But I didn't see what's going on.
So a couple weeks ago, her husband, Chris, had tested positive for COVID.
Okay.
And I didn't see the initial. Yeah. Why are you slurping? Slurping on the mic. Good Lord. So he had tested positive and I guess around day five or so, that's when I started like maybe paying attention to it. But he ended up having to go to the hospital and it got really bad. Like he was having trouble breathing. Like,
oh shit.
Yeah. And I was catching stories. Like I was trying to check in with her like every day because then I became so invested in it. I don't know how long total he was in the hospital. He is at home now. He came home like days ago. Yeah. It was scary though. Like she was posting and she's like, you know, please just say prayers because they're not sure. And he was having a lot of trouble like breathing and just things were getting worse.
Has she talked about him having like any underlying issues that could have made it worse for him to have it?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, they're both fairly young.
Yeah, for sure.
That's scary.
I think I was trying to look at her. She has it all saved on her stories, but he had pneumonia. And then I think he was going to do, so he went into the hospital. I want to say that he wasn't able to, he didn't have any clots or anything, but I don't think he was able to do the transfusion.
Transfusion?
You know, when they can do the, hold on, the plasma stuff, like where they can put the plasma in, it's like a treatment process.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Yes. I've had clients, like older people have gotten it and they were going to discuss it with him. I don't think he ended up getting it. Maybe he did get it. Either way, go watch her updates. He did come home and she made a really sweet reels and it was just like, it's just so sad. Like COVID is so weird. And I don't even want to like go too much into COVID because oh my gosh, like no. We are so buried with it. And I know it's very devastating, but just...
That is the scary part about it, though, is everybody is so different.
And he's still having, like, issues with shortness of breath and stuff, too. So I'm sure it's going to be a long road. And I don't know, like I said, or, you know, what you were asking about underlying issues.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but...
Well, I'm so glad he's home. Do you know... How long was he in the hospital? Do you know?
Gosh, maybe a week? I don't know.
I mean, that week probably felt like a month. For them.
I'm sure. I mean, because I don't know. I just can't imagine. Like, that is a scary part, like you said, about COVID, is you don't know how it's going to affect your body and all of that. But I'm glad he came home. Sorry, Mike just texted me that one of our friends and they're stopping by to get some fish because they went offshore and he's said, you know, Joseph is going to want to come up there for a second. So he might come up here.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that taught me how to use my breast pump.
I'm sorry, what?
I swear to God. So, God, Fisher was maybe a day or two old. I don't even know. And Joseph's like, well, I'm going to come over and see him. I was like, okay. And I was one of those people that didn't go to Lamaze classes, didn't tour my hospital before I gave birth. Like, I was the most unprepared person for motherhood that ever should have walked this face of the earth, like whatever. So he came over to our house and I was like sitting on the bed and I was trying to figure it out. And at first, like, you're breastfeeding and I didn't ever use the pump, you know, for the first couple of days. And he was like, yeah, I remember when Jen went through this, like you just like put it on. Well, he had turned it.
He demoed it on himself.
He demoed it on himself. He then showed me how to do it. And then he had turned it, like, you know, you can turn up the levels or whatever. And you usually start on one and you let it and you like kind of work your way up. Okay. Cause it sucks at that pressure. So he showed me how to do it. So he went out of the room, whatever. I think my mom was in the room with me and shut the door, and I put the thing on my boob and it was like on level 12. I screamed. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
I guess I never thought about how a breast pump works.
Girl, if I still had mine, I would let you try it.
I'm never going to be able to find a breast pump big enough for my boobs.
It just goes over your nipple. It doesn't go over your whole boob. It's not like a milker.
That's what I'm picturing.
It has a cup about that big and it like suctions to your boob. So you might get a lot of milk out of yours because it have a lot of suction because you've got a lot of boob for it to onto. You know what I mean?
I'm picturing it literally like a mammogram, like you're squeezing your whole fucking titty in the thing.
No. It's got a little capsule thing and you just put it there and it sucks.
Because I'm pretty sure one boob is like the size of your head.
100%. I'm pretty sure you're right. But anyway, he's really funny. But if he does come up here,
that's hysterical.
Then he may want to be on the show.
Fine by me. Okay. So Grace, and I'm probably going to fucking say her name wrong. Grace Sewell.
I know her.
It's S-E-W-E-L-L. So her handle is her first name, Sewell, but with three L's. So she is doing an outfit a day on TikTok. So for the whole month of June.
Is this her?
Yeah.
She's cute.
Okay, she's really cute. And I love her TikTok. So when you start following people, you should follow her.
I'm following her right now. Oh, on TikTok?
On TikTok.
Right. Okay, well, I just follow her on Instagram.
For every day through the month of June, she's sharing her outfit.
Okay.
And I love that because it's realistic. So like yesterday, she shared her pajamas, which were really fucking cute because she has a sinus infection and she's in bed. And she's like, but this is my outfit of the day.
I'm not mad.
I don't know. Just something cute and different to show like your real clothes, not try on clothes, just your real everyday outfit. So there was a day where she had to go into the office, so her outfit was different then versus like working at home.
And it also gives me like old school Pinterest Instagram vibes.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yep. Just coming on showing her outfit. I loved it.
No, I love that too. I don't know. I never knew who she was. She's really cute. I like her outfits. I will have to check out her TikTok. We were talking before this show on our Patreon about TikToks, or maybe it was off. I don't even remember now. Or in between shows. We're just like so popular now. I'm kidding. But we were talking about TikTok and like being on the right side of it, like being in the good part. And so they were telling me how to, you know, you got to like videos and follow and blah, 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 blah. So your For You is like spot on because y'all, mine is a hot mess.
Yeah, no, you got to get in a groove. Once you get in a groove and that For You page is just working for you.
I'm going to let you see what my For You page is when we get done with this because it's terrible. I'm like, I do not. It's too much work. It's not enjoyable. Like, whereas you can get on and you're just scrolling and it's perfect.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, what is this? Why?
The other night. And so periodically on your For You page too, they'll put like random lives that people are doing.
Okay.
So did you ever do like Chat Roulette or Omegle growing up? Do you know what they are?
No. Omegle?
Really? Uh-uh. Chat Roulette? You never did that or heard of it?
I don't think so.
So they've been around literally forever, like since we were in high school.
Okay.
And it's you get on and you press a button and it skips through and you can talk to strangers. Most of the time it's like jerking off and being gross. Okay. But it would be so much fun. You would like, if you couldn't go out, like you would just be at home with your girlfriends and you would get on Chat Roulette.
My parents would never let me have Chat Roulette.
Well, your parents weren't supposed to know you had it.
Okay.
Anyways, so the other night, what night was it? Friday night. I was on TikTok, my pre-bed routine, and I got hooked on this girl's live because she was just live on Omegle. So she's, which is the same thing as Chat Roulette.
Okay.
So she's going through and she was trying to get people to finish song lyrics. So she would start singing something and then if they didn't answer right away, she'd skip and she would go to the next person.
Oh, okay.
She gets to this guy. It was like, I am so invested in their relationship.
Are they dating?
Like, it was like I was on a first date with them. They instantly clicked. They started finding all these things they had in common. And she wasn't talking to anybody, really. She was just passing through.
Okay.
And this guy was like just so charismatic. And you could tell instantly she was like, oh.
Oh, hey.
And he felt the same way about her. You could see it.
Has she said any? Have they had an update or another date?
No, and I keep going back to look. And
can you imagine telling your kid one day, yeah, we met on Chat Roulette, Amigo, or whatever you called it.
But I couldn't stop watching. And they were one thing right after another. I was on it for 2 hours.
Watching theirs?
Yes.
They talk that long?
They talk past. I've had to turn it off and go to bed.
That really was a date.
It was a date. It was incredible. Wow, I was so invested. I started following both of them because I was like,
oh my gosh.
And he was like freaking out because he was like, I can't believe all these people are watching us.
On our first date. I mean, dang, no pressure, dude.
And some people were getting pissed and they were like, this is boring. You're not supposed to talk to one person this long. And then everyone else was like, shut the fuck up. Let them have their moment. I asked if I could be a flower girl in the wedding.
Did you really? You asked them the thing? Yeah, did they answer you?
I sure didn't know.
How many people were watching?
Well, at one point, like at the most, there was like 1,200 people watching her.
Wow.
That was when she was going through and doing the song lyrics. But there was a solid like 65 of us that stayed like for the whole
day. You were so there cute. For the long haul.
You
really put in your work.
Anyways, there's another girl that I follow on TikTok, but she is also on Instagram.
Okay.
And she is so adorable. She's one of those people that's just effortlessly cute and funny and smart. Like, I have a total girl crush on her. She's who you want to, like, be best friends with.
Is
you
that see her?
And you're like, oh, you're so cool. Yes.
I want those matching swimsuits from Ian Fisher. Oh, my gosh.
So
her she's eating Doritos on a boat. We're cool.
Oh, so she is a total foodie. Her handle on TikTok is Snack Queen.
Okay.
Q-W-E-E-N. And so part of she, I guess, has had eating disordered or disordered eating in the past.
Okay.
And so she uses TikTok as kind of like a therapy. She enjoys food. It's how she's overcome it. She shares it with other people.
Okay.
And she has... like she tries all these crazy concoctions that people will send her. She just genuinely is like just a fun, bright personality. And so, and the best style.
I was literally just going to say though, her style though is, yes, she is an instant follow for me.
Yep. And she is so funny. She's got this cute fam. Love them.
Yes.
But yeah, so her handle on TikTok is Snack Queen with a Q. And then her handle on Instagram, she's got like over 500,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
And then on Instagram, she's got around 20K.
Okay.
And so her handle on Instagram is Jen_Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y.
She's precious. I love her. Literally love her.
That's a, just wait till you watch her and like listen to her. She is, you feel like you're sitting watching your best friend on her stories.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So I have a new bib then. So the other day we were talking about local to North Carolina bibs on our stories. And because so many people ask us, like, we love bibs like as a whole, but we also want the,
we have a lot of local people or North.
Yes.
Southern Carolinians, whatever, that follow the show and follow us.
And so they're always wanting to know like local girls, local to North Carolina, because it feels like there's so many in like Texas or Florida, wherever. And so we asked y'all to like submit people and there were a ton. Did you see some of the responses? Like there were so many that I had never heard of. And one girl that caught my I just based on her name alone was Prepford Wife. And I thought that was really cute.
Really cute.
So I was like, oh, how fun is that? So I like shared it on stories and then I went to her page and she's from Cary. Like she lives here.
Oh, really?
First of all.
Oh,
yes.
I'm calling her up now.
She's really cute. So she's got around or she has 34,000 followers and her feed is a mix of like style and her family and clothing.
Oh my God. Just, look at her dog.
I'm telling you. Like, it's just, I love her, like the aesthetic of everything. And she's just, I don't know. I just love her feed. It was very eye catching. So I'm glad that we can do those things. And I definitely think we should do that more because there are so many people like up and coming. And I love seeing the North Carolina chicks. And I especially love that she's from Cary.
This is such a peculiar detail.
What?
But I can't stop obsessing over the like bumblebee door knocker on her front door.
Right. And her house so cute. Doesn't it look like it would be in a movie?
Yeah.
Tell me this is not a movie set right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Enjoy.
Well, she's followed her.
Yeah. She's got, I love her bat. I mean, her style is really good. Like, it's just, it's like farmhouse preppy, but like not overdone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I just look at this.
It's very cute.
And I can appreciate a good photo, and she has good photos. So she y'all does. Need to follow her.
Approved.
Approved.
Okay. Do you follow any beauty bloggers? Are you into that kind of thing?
I mean, I am, but I don't. Why? Who do I need to follow? Who's going to help me?
Okay. Well, who's going to help you is the girl that I mentioned a few weeks ago that does all the like awesome contouring and stuff.
Yes. Okay.
Michaela.
Okay.
Is like the hottest new beauty influencer.
Okay.
I started following her over a year ago when she was still working at Ulta and doing makeup for fun. She has a million followers now on Instagram on her Michaela J Makeup account.
Okay.
She has on her personal account, she has like 240,000 followers.
Oh my gosh.
And on her TikTok, I'm pretty sure on her TikTok, she just hit like 5 million or something like that.
What?
5.6 million followers on TikTok. This girl started her TikTok a year ago.
Oh my gosh.
She's from Boston.
Okay.
The thick, I mean, heavy accent. It is crazy, her accent. But she is one of those people that you want to win.
Yeah.
You want to root for her. She's so sweet. She's so humble and appreciative and like genuinely can't believe all of the blessings that are coming to her through this. And she just got...
That's huge. Like, she's... A year?
Yes.
Wow.
She's so talented. Like
talented?
Talented.
She's so talented, you guys.
I choked on my own spit.
Don't you hate when that happens?
No, but she really is. I mean, her makeup is not everyday makeup. It is wild.
Yeah, it's cool.
But she's so gifted, truly, and just like the sweetest girl. And she just got her first major collab with a brand. She's coming up with a whole line with Glamlight, which is a minority owned cosmetic company. And that's also awesome. Like very well respected in the makeup industry. So yeah.
The packaging is so cute. Did you see it? It has like little glitteries thing or whatever glitter in the front of it. I don't know why I can't talk.
Like, yeah, like, I'm trying to think the cups yes, that have the glitter that goes so up and down. So that's like the front of her palette.
Dang, you go,
so they
girl.
Just started, like the palette was the first reveal or whatever, but the full line launches on the 13th of this month. And I fully am going to buy.
Are you? Stuff. Oh, yeah. That should be your swipe up that week.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's not like I don't wear colors like that.
Right. No.
But hopefully there will be other things too in the line. But like, I just want to support her so much.
Oh, no, I think that's really cool. The top two are really pretty, minus the oranges. I'm not a big orange person, but I love a little glitter with a little bit of the neutral tones. But
I think if you're really experimental with makeup and like, that's kind of Glamlight's whole thing too.
Yeah.
Like, it's for makeup artists.
Right.
It's just awesome. But she's so funny and she's so cute and she's young. But like, she went and she shows you bits and pieces of her life too, you know, outside of makeup. Mm-hmm. So you can connect with her more, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, she has also over the last year, she's lost a bunch of weight and she's moved out of, because of TikTok, she was able to like move out and get her own apartment. She's got a whole glam room.
So like
room.
Life is starting for this girl.
Life is starting for her.
Doing it.
She's got herself a new man.
She's like, listen, I got a new apartment, a new man, and a collab with like a huge
She went up like 500,000 followers on TikTok in like 2 days because she said that when she hit 3 mil, she would show her new boyfriend's face because she had like talked about him, and everybody was like so invested in the relationship, and she was like, I'll show you his face. But they went on a shopping trip and she bought her first, she's like, I bought my first designer bag. Bitch bought like 6 bags from everywhere.
You go,
Dior,
girl.
Chanel, whatever.
Yes.
She sat and she was like, I didn't want to do this, but everybody kept asking to see them. She was like, and I just want you to know that I can only have these things because of you guys and your support.
So she's humble. I love it.
She was crying, like talking about how grateful it is. And she's like, it's not about the bag. It's just about the fact that like you guys changed my life.
Exactly. Yeah. Like
it's so, she's just such a special person. I'm really excited to see like where she goes.
Yeah. People like that deserve what she's getting and what's happening for her.
Especially, I feel like so many of the big beauty influencers, mm-hmm. they're so shady and like, not
shady, no pun,
no pun intended. You know, I'm not to name any names, but there are a lot of controversial people. The beauty industry like really needs some good eggs.
Yes. No, that's good. I like that. I like when things like that happen to people. Go ahead. This was you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was flipping through stories.
Yeah.
And I was watching Lacey's stories, Ponderosa. Why can't I fucking think of her name?
Ponderosa Blood.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I noticed she was putting links on her stories. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged her and I was like, bitch, I was like,
what's this new new?
I was like, how you just linking stuff right to your story? And she was like, well, the swipe up feature is going bye bye. I said, what? She was like, you don't know? Yeah. So the swipe up feature is going away and they're doing these links I guess it's like a slow rollout.
Yeah.
But it begs to ask the bigger question.
Like, what is it leading to?
Are we going to have to change our name?
Oh, no.
I'm like, swiping up. First of all, understand if they get rid of swipe up.
We're going to call it click the link.
Link.
No, we're not. No, I hate that. Like, gosh, you work so hard for the 10K to get the swipe up. And now it's like, no, it's just a link.
But I mean, I know you still have to hit 10K to be able to do it.
Yeah. Still, it's like, that's the fun part. Why are they doing that? Which I was reading, it might be part of a bigger plan because they're going to start getting
Instagram wants a piece of the pie, and for good reason. Like, I totally get it from their perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, they have influencers making millions and millions of dollars,
billions. Off of like the like to know it crap and all that. Yeah,
right. Off of linking through their platform, and they're not getting a piece of the pie. So
yeah,
it probably is. But like, that's the just the industry as a whole. I was talking about it with Lacey and I was like, you have to roll with the punches.
Yeah, it does. It changes quick. And as soon as I feel like as soon as you get too used to something, something major happens. And if you really look at Instagram as a whole, influencing, whatever, it doesn't stay the same for very long. I mean, it changes. Major things change every 6 months to a year. And then something else is different. And then something else is different. And that's just how it's been. And that's how it's going to be, you know, because as soon as you learn one thing, there's something else. I mean, good Lord, reels and this and that. It's just like, oh my God, I can barely keep up.
Someone said something the other day and I was like, holy shit. I totally forgot about that.
What?
Stories started on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had forgotten about that. But I was like, oh my God, that's so right. Yeah. I used to be addicted to Snapchat because of stories. God. And then I remember when Instagram started, that was like it for Snapchat for me. As soon as Instagram started stories, I was like, well, damn, this is now I've got everything in one spot.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that and I was like, I feel like stories have been around on Instagram forever.
I know. It does feel like that. And I remember, so my Snapchat stories, I'm not going to lie, they used to be lit. I used to have the best stories because there was nothing like that. And it was just like fun to do the different filters or like just be silly. And I was single and living in Florida and bored. So
made like silly videos and stuff on them. Like it was more playful. It wasn't like,
but then,
as functional or whatever.
No. And on Instagram. And I also didn't have random people watching my stories on Snapchat. It was my friends. But when it started on Instagram, I was like, I would never get on stories. Like, what would I talk about? Even a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, when we started swiping up, I didn't really story that much. Very rarely did I story. It's been like over the course of time that you get more comfortable on them. And things that I said I would never do, I do now because I'm more comfortable doing those things. You know what I mean? It's like getting on stories and just talking. I'm like, I would never do that. Why would I do that? Who cares? Why would I like, why would I show this or that?
Yeah.
And then it's like, you get more comfortable when you do it. I mean, I'm not going to be walking down the street talking into my phone, but I have started where I'm like, I hold it kind of like below my chin and I'll start talking. I mean, eventually I'll hold it in front of my face. I can see it. But like, the more people that you communicate with and they give you that sense of like, you're not a total idiot. You're like, okay, well, this wasn't so bad. You know, they give you a little bit of courage, I guess. I don't know where I was going with that, but you know,
I don't know. Cool. I was just letting you go, girl.
I was just like going, but I mean, yes, you're right. Like Snapchat, that was like the OG of stories.
I know.
Instagram has everything, but what's going to be next? Like, what are they going to come up with next?
I know.
Because we have Reels. So that took away that from TikTok. It's almost like anything that happens outside of Instagram, they're taking it.
Snapchat, yes. I mean, Reels, I think the intention there was to like do
outdo basically TikTok. Yeah.
What they did to Snapchat with stories.
Yeah.
Because nobody uses Snapchat stories anymore. But yeah, I think that was like their thought.
But it didn't work.
It did not work. Because
it's not user friendly. First of all, like the fact that you can't search for something easily and then just do it, that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Like absolutely nuts.
Now, I guess they did implement like a stitch feature type of thing the way TikTok does. But
what is that?
Where you can take someone else's video and like you stitch your video to it. So like how I was showing you the one guy with the big nipples. And right. The other guy stitched his video.
Oh, and you can do it. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Like if you duet a video, it's where you're like side by side. Mm-hmm. But if you stitch it, so you're taking a fraction of the one video.
And then you're doing yours.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I don't know. It's some. Yeah. Instagram just kind of tries to take everything, which whatever. It's smart because they're a one-stop shop. It's like going to the mall. Instagram is the mall and TikTok's a boutique. There, I put it in swiping up terms.
Love it. It's very good. Bravo.
I very rarely have good ideas. Hey. What? Thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming out tonight. Thank y'all. You can catch me outside. How about that? Okay. Well, I went on a tangent, which totally eliminated the perfect leeway to the like to know it linking, you know, the money talk. So a lot of people think that these bloggers make tons and tons and tons off their like the link, you know, the like to know it link click or whatever, like 25 cent off Amazon, which is literally sometimes what it is on Amazon.
Yeah.
So Kelsey Morgan Frey.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They can make lots of money if they have big followings. That's what I was right.
Okay.
100%.
I mean, can I make this any choppier getting into this topic? God, I suck. It's also 9:45, y'all. This is way past my bedtime. But Kelsey Morgan Frey was on Stories the other day, and I don't remember how it came up, like why she started talking about it. I've seen a lot more people talking about like the behind the scenes thing on Instagram. So like with bloggers and getting down to more of the taboo part of it, like where you talk about money, you talk about what you're making. It's a lot more transparent, it feels like, or where it's moving to, right? So
yeah, I mean, I think we're people want to know steps there.
Yeah, well, people want to know. So Kelsey Morgan Frey was like, well, just to let you know, that backpack that I shared, I forget how many people bought it, but she literally made like 46 cent from the backpack. Nothing, right? And depending on your size following, because sometimes, like if you have a like to know it, you'll get an email and it kind of gives you a layout of what that week is going to have, like for the big push for the sale or whatever.
Right.
And you know, and then there's like a higher commission for certain weeks, whatever. It's sales. It's like anything else. You have certain incentives for certain brands. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've had certain weeks where, not because I planned it, because I don't look at that stuff. I mean, that's not my job. I don't look at that to like make money and to share things just based on that. Sometimes it is by accident that I'll like share something. I'm like, oh dang, it is actually on sale. Cool. But there will be like a push and you'll make like $10 or something on Key, the sunglasses.
Right.
For example, I made a lot of money on those keys because when they were doing the 2 for $40 or the BOGO, I was making like $9 or $10 for each pair, which was kind of crazy. But then you will, like Amazon for some reason is always like 10 cents. Like for
it is like nothing.
Nothing. And sometimes you won't even get anything and it'll show. And I don't understand the icons. Do you know what the icons mean on like to know it?
No.
I don't either. I just know when it has the shopping bag and what the sale number is. That's it. I don't know what the little email sign means and what they like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I just think it's cool that people are starting to share more about that. But it is interesting, like now that we've been into this for almost 2 years on the back end, if you have, but it also puts it in perspective. That's what I was going to say. So someone like Jen Reed and you're sharing something that's super goop, you know, that those kits, because I swiped up on Jen Reed's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was probably 10 bucks, $8. You think if you have a million people and just a small percent swipes up, it can show how lucrative this business is.
Even if she was only making 25 cents on something.
Right. She's still making some money.
She has a big enough following where even if she only got 50,000 people to buy it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to embarrass myself with the mental math. Where's my fucking calculator? I'm so fucking stupid. It's not even funny.
Right.
But so what I say, 50,000 people.
Yeah.
That's $12,500.
Wow.
If she was making 50 cents commission on that. So you know what I mean? Like, it just can't make big money.
Absolutely.
But you have to have that following.
Exactly.
The money they're making is over like sponsored stuff. And that's why it's hard to start out with
this. Yeah. It's why we had this conversation with Whitney, remember back like a year ago, and how long it takes influencers to really start making money and seeing that residual income come in that actually make a difference because you're spending so much and you're not getting it back. Whereas your bigger influencers, they're going to buy something and their sales are going to pay for it plus a lot. You know, it's going to be more than worth you buying it versus the newer girls are buying things and they're not making anything. They're actually in the negative. And then eventually you break even and then eventually you make the profit. So
Aubrey Esplanale.
Yeah.
She just did. So her new account finally hit 10K.
I saw that.
So that's exciting for her, but she did a really good Q&A. So I've seen bloggers do these Q&As where it's like, ask me, what do you want to know about blogging?
Yeah.
And it's always like very,
how do
like
you start
top or, level superficial stuff? Like not really, they don't really get into the nitty gritty.
Right.
And I felt like the questions that were being asked on hers were like, had her get into the nitty gritty on things. So I don't know if she saved it to a highlight. I hope she did, but it was really good. But she even mentioned on her thing, I didn't start making money until like, she goes, I didn't even get a like to know it approved until for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay. So she really wasn't making any money for the first six months. And then you're making like pennies, like very small commissions for however long. I think she said it took her a year before she got her first like sponsored post.
Right.
And even then you're still so young in the industry. You're not getting much money. You're getting $100.
But that's where they really make the money too, is their sponsored, their ads, their paid collabs, that kind of stuff. And like I said, once Kelsey was talking about that, I was like, it's so funny. It like triggered my memory. Cause I was like, gosh, it is crazy how when you're starting out and Amazon is paying nickels, you know, pennies on the dime or whatever that saying is, pennies on the dollar.
Pennies on the dollar.
Pennies on the
dime. Pennies on the dime ain't so bad.
It's playing. It's paying you 10 pennies on that dime, girl. What you got? 20 cent? But no, I mean, it's crazy. And so many people shop Amazon. But like you said, I mean, you put it perfectly. I mean, you're selling 50,000 of something for nothing. That's a lot of money when you have a following like that. Yeah, I'd probably sell some spoons too.
Yeah. I mean, don't look half bad. Whatever you want.
Yeah. I'd be like telling my kid, I'd be like, hey buddy, you got your new bike. That was some spoons in the kitchen. That was that cookware. These pots and pans, they're taking us to Disney.
But I mean, that's how you have all but these it people shows that make how big nuts. Money out of nowhere.
Hey, they talk about people selling anything. Guess what? If you're selling anything and people are buying it, I'm gonna sell anything too. Like if I knew, I don't mean just selling anything. I mean, like if you're linking, people link ridiculous things sometimes, but it's like, well, if 20,000 people are buying
it, use it and they can make a commission on
it. I'm not mad at that. Shoot. I've swiped up on some pretty ridiculous stuff before.
I don't have a problem with people sharing ridiculous shit that they already own.
Right. As long as you can speak to it and it's good.
I only have a problem when I have people trying to sell me stuff that they don't actually know anything about or haven't used. Otherwise, you want to sell me that pair of socks that you bought 82 pairs of and you love them? Okay.
Right.
Sell me them socks.
I'm not mad about it. So anyway, that's all I was going to say about that. Did you watch MB's stories today?
I didn't. I haven't been on at all today.
Okay. So I was watching her stories and she gets on and she's like, oh my gosh, you guys, you're never going to believe what I found in my jewelry armoire. My jewelry armoire.
Stop it.
She found her dad's thumbprint necklace.
In her freaking jewelry.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's
God,
like,
I love her.
She's like, look, I found my dad's necklace in my dad's jewelry armoire. Yeah. She was cleaning it out. I was so happy for her.
I do the same shit though.
Like you put something where it belongs.
It's actually supposed
to
go.
Oh wow, never thought about looking there.
Can't fucking find it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's That's awesome, though, because I know she got another one made, but at least now she has, she's got a backup.
I know. Well, she was getting a gold one made, she said. So she's got a silver and also a gold.
Okay. Perfect. There you go.
No, I think that's really cool. But I was happy for her because that's the worst.
That literally just makes me laugh so hard. That's literally something that I have done.
Right. I mean, what do you know? What are the odds?
What are the odds? The other day I was at work and I was like, I kept losing my Sharpies.
Oh, I saw your story.
Oh, my God. I looked like
a pack of them in your hair.
I looked like a geisha. Like, I had 82 Sharpies stuck in my bun. I was like, oh, my God, get a freaking clue. I am my mother's daughter because more times than I can count, my mom would go to put, like, a pair of glasses or sunglasses on her head, and she'd already have two pairs up there. Like, I am my mother's daughter.
Yep. Got it honest. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
It was just scary. But
yep.
Here we are.
Here we are. You made it. You had Sharpies. You had plenty of Sharpies. So you could lay them around and you wouldn't even have to worry about it.
I have Woozits and Sharpies aplenty.
I have gizmos and something galore. Yeah. You want a thingamabob?
I got 20.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to go where the swipe ups are. Okay. Wow. We will never get through an episode without singing, y'all. And I'm really sorry.
Listen, really sorry. A little music, whether it's off key or not, doesn't bring you some joy.
You don't sing off key. I do. So I'm really sorry. I'm bringing the ship down, but
I do sing off key. Whatever.
No, you do not. Whatever. Listen. No, you're a good singer. Okay. This is not in show notes, but I just want to say something really quick because I just feel like I need to say it. Okay. So Spencer got really serious.
I'm scared.
Okay. This is so crazy. This is like a story that I don't even know why I'm going to share this, but I'm going to share it.
Okay.
So the other day, remember I was talking about reading Lauren Aiken's book last week. Mm-hmm. I had finished the whole, or I've listened to it. And then the other day, someone's like, you have to listen to our podcast. So I started listening to our podcast. And on Saturday, I was listening to an episode and it was about community and like just people in your life and what you're reading and what you're watching and Instagram and who you're following, you know, all of these things. And
like
she was
what you're digesting,
what you're taking in. Yes. What you're putting in your mind and allowing to like occupy time. And so she was talking about someone that she really admires came to her and they were like, I'm really worried about you because you're like, your light is being dimmed and I can tell that like something is just not right. You know, something is off. And she was like, gosh, you know, okay. Like she was a little bit offended, but she really respects this person. Yeah. So she was like, she took it in and was like, kind of like, oh gosh. And so, she got to think about it and she was just chasing the wrong relationships. And like, she was like, you know, when you're famous, you get more access to famous people and friends and like all this stuff. And she was kind of going away from like her purpose or what she felt like her purpose was and that kind of thing. And so, she said, you know, she started like focusing more on like her community of people and church and that kind of stuff. And I've been like the same way lately. Like I've been thinking about it and like just being like, I need to like get back into a good space, like mentally and like church or like whatever. I have like that knot in my throat. Like I'm going to cry. I'm not going to cry though. And so anyway, I go to Sheetz to get an energy drink before work. And there was these people like outside. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm not going to cry. And she was talking about church. Oh my gosh. And she was like, moment, period. We have to call this a moment, period. Oh my God.
It's fine. I totally understand.
Yeah. But she was talking about like they were having a church service. She's like, we'd love to have you there. Like
she said that to you? Really? Ooh, that's weird. That's like some like universe.
It's crazy. Like, yeah. Because I've been thinking about it and like having the right people in your life and like all this stuff. And so they were there like with the church group. But anyway, she's like, you better be there. She's like, and she was so sweet. It was this black lady. She's like, and we don't discriminate and we love everybody. And, and she was like, so I can't even explain it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm gonna remember your face. You better be there. And I was like, oh my gosh. So anyway, I go in, whatever, come out. And I was like, man, I have been thinking about this. I've been praying about this. And then Lauren's thing and then that. And
yeah.
Then, oh gosh. And then this morning, or this afternoon, I was watching stories and Jen Reed gets on stories and she's like talking about the same thing. Oh, gosh.
Do you feel like you're emotional about it because you feel like you're missing something? I mean, do you feel like you're okay.
Yeah. But it really is like what you're putting in your mind. Oh my gosh, what is this? A therapy session?
Apparently.
Can you be my therapist? No.
Spencer's in session.
Oh gosh.
My friends
always. Do I have to pay you for this?
No, pro bono.
No.
I do think the universe, listen, the universe works in very strange ways. And I feel like it gives you what you need. So like I found out a friend of mine passed away. I don't even know. Literally
a couple days ago. Yeah. I remember seeing your stories.
And obviously you get news like that and it's really upsetting and jarring. And so I like walked out of work and I went and sat outside and I just broke down in tears. And literally this man walked by me and he walked by and stopped. And I could tell he like turned around and he walked up and he asked if I needed some. He was like, I don't know what's wrong. He was like, but do you need somebody to hug? And I'm not a hugger. I'm not a touchy feely person. And I mean, I latched onto that man so fucking fast. Yeah. And it was, I needed it. And I can't stop thinking about that hug. I can't stop thinking about that gesture that like she sent me a man to hug. She sent me somebody to give me like comfort.
Right. That you needed at that time. Yeah. Like it was just timing.
So the universe.
Yes.
Absolutely shows you what you need.
Right.
And like points you in the right direction when you need it.
Yeah. And I don't even know why I felt like I needed to say this. Like somebody's listening to this and needs to hear it.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Just be careful what you're watching and listening to. And
well, I said it to you earlier this week. I was like, listen, all the stuff we talk about on Instagram is fun, whatever. I also feel like lately, I personally, honestly, it's not going to come as any surprise to like people that follow me or follow the show. Like I have been noticeably absent. Mm-hmm. I don't post.
Yeah.
I rarely story. I feel like the last several months, Instagram has felt like such a toxic place. Yeah,
it does.
And I've really done a big purge and limited how much I'm actually taking in and who I'm taking stuff in from because you are what you absorb. Yes. I don't know how else to say it. So
no, it's exactly that. It's like lately I've like had to mute people because I don't want to unfollow some, you know, but you have to like kind of mute people or like, because you do become exactly what you said, like what you're watching. And for whatever reason, this past week, I have seen multiple instances where it's been like, I know, like there is something. Because it is toxic and it feels heavy and it's like draining. And I'm like redoing my presets because, you know, I'm leaving the past in the past.
No, you're such a mess. I can't even.
I'm a literal disaster.
I can't even with you and your fucking presets.
I can't either. But no, I'm kidding. But
okay, well, when is this church thing?
Well, it was on Sunday, but like you said, it's because I'm missing something. And I know that like, oh, my kid grew up in church. I grew up in church and like, we need to find a church. Like pandemic stuff is like getting back to normal. Yeah. And like, that's always on my heart.
Because
like,
I gotta get Fisher in. I don't know this lady and I'm not big on church. But
you're trying to go.
I'd go to her
church. Should go. We really should go.
I will go.
She gave me a little card. I kept it.
Let's go.
It's near my work. But there was a reason that like, things don't just happen. Like I said, it was in every facet of life. Like I read Lauren's book and then I went to the gas station. I never, ever, never stopped before work. I had time, went in to go get an energy drink before work or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I saw her and then getting on stories today. Like I haven't been on a ton lately watching people. And then Jen shared this and was like, I don't even know why I'm sharing this. Like, I just want to tell y'all this, like, just be careful. Just have a positive mindset. Think positive. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is so weird that it keeps showing up in my life. So obviously somebody else needs to hear it. Like somebody listening is needing to hear this, but anyway, sorry I cried for 8 minutes and was a disaster, but I'm like, I don't even know why. I just feel like I needed to share that because it, like I said, it keeps just, I mean, I think as a gentle reminder for everybody, like you have to watch what you're taken in. Like you said, you are what you take in. You put out what you take in. What you're seeing, you put out, and you reflect that on other people. And man, well, it's just messy sometimes. And I am on my period, so.
I do want to call out a couple things here.
Oh, okay.
One, I'm a sympathetic crier and I didn't cry. So I'd like to toot my own horn about
that. That's really rude, but okay.
Especially because I talked about my dead friend.
Yeah.
Really, I also cope with humor. So I make jokes about the dead.
Same.
If you have a problem with it, you're probably not going to like guys. Me.
Yeah.
And also, this goes out to Elaine, for those of you who have listened to us for a while. Elaine, I did not get awkward with the tears. Did I seem awkward and uncomfortable with your crying?
No, why?
No.
Because, did she say you do?
Yeah, she says I'm dead inside and I get uncomfortable with tears, which isn't totally false. No. I do get uncomfortable with tears.
No.
I either get really awkward or I start crying with you and I don't even have to know why we're crying, but
that's how I am.
I will cry in solidarity.
Me too. I cry and anybody's crying, I'm crying too. Like I might not even...
You don't have to know. It's just crying in solidarity. I know. And you know what? If that
I hate that I'm like that.
I don't. If that ain't sisterhood, I don't know what is, you know?
You're right. You're right. So anyway, love you guys. Sorry.
All right. Well, one thing that always makes me cry is the fact that
cutting onions. Me too.
No, you're supposed to leave the butt on and you won't cry.
No way.
Yeah. The fuzzy end with all the roots. You don't cut that off.
Oh.
You leave that on.
Does that actually work? Because they say running it underwater works.
That don't work.
Don't worry. Yeah. Okay.
No. Ever since I started leaving the butts on, I don't cry when I cut onions. It's
Are you amazing. Serious?
Swear to God.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. What
Sorry. I probably shouldn't swear to God when you're talking about
you can totally
going
swear
to
God.
Church.
No.
I'm
Take
a mess.
Me to church. Okay. I don't know the words of that one.
No. Sunburns. And I burn like crazy. I used to tan. I don't know if I just cooked out all of the melanin in my skin, but
it's gone.
I'm Italian and I'm fair as hell and I just burn instantly. And you shared this product way back when and I bought it and I don't know why I like didn't use it. I took it with me to the softball tournament yesterday and used it. I am wildly impressed. I did not burn. I got a little bit of color, like just a kiss. I only applied it just once. Just a kiss. But it's the copper tone glow.
Obsessed. Yes. I am obsessed with that stuff.
This sunscreen, first of all, I mean, absorbed so easily, didn't leave a residue. It
and
has this
beautiful,
like, beautiful
right?
shimmer, which like I'm not typically into sparkles, but it wasn't obnoxious.
It's not a glitter though. It's just it's a not. Very fine shimmer. And that does make a difference.
Although my friend Bree did look at me and she was like, you're Edward Cullen.
Oh God.
It's like 90 degrees and very hot. And That's I was fun. Listening. Anyways, I am obsessed with this.
They
I'm
also have a gel
summer.
Too. Did you see the little gel stuff?
No.
Yeah. So we had it at the beach last weekend and my friend Stacy had it. That stuff it really is magic. I just bought a whole new tube because they have 30, they have 15, 30 and 50.
Yeah. I mean, I used the 30. That's all I used.
Yeah.
And normally with 30, I will still burn.
Oh.
Yeah. It'll just be less.
Okay.
I was looking good. Now I
You're
got
looking
a little,
good,
a little
girl.
Bit color.
Yes. Okay. So mine is the Clarins, like depuffer mask. Have you ever tried their stuff?
I've used Clarins products before. I haven't used that mask.
So it's the mask. Jen always shares it. And I finally just broke down and bought it because she's literally been sharing it for, I don't even know how long, but I bought it. It works so well. Like it really does. So the past like 2 or 3 months, I've had issues with when I've started my Obagi skincare. Remember my face was like freaking out. It's the bleaching cream. And I just can't use it anymore. My face this week, I wanted to itch it off. It was red and splotchy and disgusting. I thought I was going to die. But anyway, I used some of that and it just totally like, it just works great. I don't know. But it's, cool. I think it's like $60 or something. I don't know. It's worth it.
Clarins
you only use
products,
a little bit.
Yeah. Clarins products are great. Yeah. And you really do like only use a tiny bit. They last forever, I feel like.
And
so
you do this like once or twice.
That
no,
ridiculous.
And just do it once or twice a week. And you just put like the littlest amount, just kind of like under your eyes and then like on your cheeks, like not your whole face, obviously. So you're just putting it in this area. And I mean, I did notice a difference. Like when I had like puffs, you know, it was like very puffy after that.
Yeah.
the next day when I went into work, I was like, oh, because my lights at work really show. I have like the natural lighting on all sides of me, and then I've got the halogen in the top. It'll shadow you and look real bad real quick. So anyway, that's mine.
Awesome. Wow, what a roller coaster this episode has been. What a roller coaster.
Thanks.
Well, thank you guys so much as always for tuning in. Wendy and I will both be gone next week, so there won't be a new episode. But as always, we have bonus episodes for Patreon subscribers at the Miller's tier. So you can go to patreon.com/swipingup to sign up for that. Interviews, all kinds of good stuff there. Rate us on iTunes, 5 stars, please, and a nice review. We'd love to see some kind words. And you can follow us at Swiping Up, and you can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm on my period.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.